Joining us now on the program is the founder of National Punctuation Day, which is today. It's Jeff Rubin. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Kevin.
All right, thanks so much for joining us today. I know you're out on the West Coast, so you're getting up pretty early.
Yes, indeed.
I appreciate that. So,
you're welcome.
Jeff, what prompted you to come up with National Punctuation Day?
Well, I did it to save my marriage.
Really?
Well, you know, I'm an ex-New Yorker and career journalist, and I would sit at the kitchen table in the morning and read the paper and redline it with a red pen in my hand, and by the time I finished, it looked like I popped an artery. And all the requisite expletives were coming out of my mouth, and my wife let me know in no uncertain terms that she didn't want to hear that kind of language.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to find a safer way to channel the anger and frustration that I was feeling. So I thought, well, I'll found a silly holiday.
And how long has National Punctuation Day been around?
This is the second anniversary.
Okay. Have you found, Jeff, that punctuation is getting worse over the past few years, or has it been pretty consistent throughout?
It's getting worse.
Why do you think that is?
I think because kids are on PlayStations rather than reading books. It's not being taught in the schools. Teachers don't know it. You see more mistakes, not only punctuation, but grammar and spelling in newspapers, magazines, and even books.
Yeah.
You know, I thought that no one cared, but I've been getting emails and phone calls from people all over the United States in the last couple of days since I've been doing radio shows and newspaper articles, and it's encouraging to see that so many people are interested in punctuation.
You know, it seems that one of the worst things that could have happened was instant messaging, because you find that, at least I've heard that, some kids now are working some of the, you know, internet lingo into their papers for school, and that's got to be a huge hill to climb for that.
Well, try getting a good grade on a theme paper when you can't punctuate.
Exactly. It's not going to happen. Jeff, what kind of mistakes do you see the most often as you go throughout California and other parts of the country?
Now, don't jump on California now. This is nationwide.
Oh, yeah.
I think the thing I see the most is the use of it as a possessive when it's actually a contraction for it is.
Mm-hmm.
Commas and periods placed outside a quote mark. They always go inside the quote. Plurals of nouns. For example, let's take your name. At your house, you might have a sign that says the Moonies.
Mm-hmm.
And you might spell it M-O-O-N-E-Y apostrophe S, which would lead me to say the Moonies what?
Mm-hmm.
So it should just be an S to make something plural. So things like that are the most common mistakes that I see.
One thing I see constantly, Jeff, is when there's a name that ends in an S.
Yes.
And if it belongs to that person, then you have to put the S after that.
An apostrophe S.
Correct. Yeah, exactly.
Yes, absolutely. And no one does it.
No.
But interestingly enough, there are competing style books, and the Associated Press has adopted a style where they don't use the apostrophe S. Even though it's incorrect, that is the style that they've chosen to use. So in the newspapers, you're not going to see that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Now, when is the only time you should use that? It's in when it's plural, right?
Well, it's a possessive of a singular noun that ends in S. So the example I like to use is Myers Rum. It's a rum company, and the name is M-Y-E-R-S. That's the guy's name, Myers. And to make it possessive, it's M-Y-E-R-S apostrophe S. So that's the rule.
Mm-hmm. So, Jeff, how can we celebrate National Punctuation Day today?
Well, I'll tell you how I'm going to celebrate
okay.
it.
Okay.
I'm going to go get a bagel and a cup of coffee and mark up a newspaper. And then I'm going to walk around a shopping center and take photographs of stores with signs in them that have poor punctuation, I'm going to post them on my website, which, by the way, I invite your listeners to do.
Sure.
If they have any photographs like that, send them to me at nationalpunctuationday.com, and I'll give them a photo credit.
And there's a lot of information about what each punctuation mark means, like apostrophes, semicolons,
absolutely,
and, stuff
I
like
have,
that.
I have one page for each of 13 different punctuation marks.
Jeff, if we're interested in getting more information, is it possible to call a phone number or just go to the website?
You can go to the website or call me toll-free at 877-588-1212.
And that number one more time, Jeff?
877-588-1212.
Jeff, really appreciate your time this morning. Thank you very much.
Kevin, thank you.
All right, Jeff Rubin, founder of National Punctuation Day, and that is today.